listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage for today comes from John 2, verses 14 to 21. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. We see in this passage the zeal of our Lord Jesus Christ to keep the temple of his Father pure and holy. I'd like to bring our attention to verse 17, wherein the author quotes from Psalm 69 and sees it as applying to Jesus Christ, who, because of his zeal for the Father, has borne the reproach of those who reproach God. He has taken it upon himself because of his desire to see the Lord worshipped properly. The Jews then question, on what authority is he doing all these things? And Jesus responds by referencing the resurrection. At this time of the narrative, it has not happened yet, and so the Jews miss the point. But the author knew that this already happened, and he interprets it as Jesus speaking about the temple of his body. What is the temple of his body? St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, would say, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, that is the body of Christ." So we see that this zeal of our Lord Jesus Christ is directed towards the establishment and the purification of his body, the church, that is us. So let us cooperate with what the Lord is doing, the purification of his church. Let us look to Jesus and see where is he working in our hearts, so that we might be purified and fit for the worship of God.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.